Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
John 3:16. A lot of you know it. What does it say, John 3:16? For God, what?
So loved.
He did what?
So loved.
Didn't say he had a feeling. He so loved the world that he did what? That he gave not just anything, his only begotten Son. Now, can you see what is he saying? I loved you. What does that mean? I value you. I prize you so much that I am willing to give my only begotten Son at that point. And he loved us enough to give himself for us. So then, can you see, love and honor overlap. So when you tell somebody, I love you, what are you saying? I prize you. You're precious in my life. You're important. See, if our mind is renewed to think right and like God, then how much did he love us? So much that he was willing to pay something so precious because we were that precious and valuable to him. In Philippians 2, would you turn over there? Philippians 2. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. Loving someone, something, and treasuring them, valuing them, honoring them, is the same. Philippians 2, verse 3. It says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each do what?
Esteem.
Now there's that. That's an honor word. Esteem has to do with your estimation of their worth and value. Esteem them what?
Better.
What?
Better.
This is something many have not even endeavored to practice, not even thought that it was right to say. Esteem them as good as you?
Better.
What?
Better.
Better. Better. It doesn't mean that you consider yourself worthless or that you don't value or esteem yourself, but you practice esteeming everybody around you better, more important, more valuable. And he goes on describing how Jesus did exactly that. Let each esteem other better than themselves. Verse 4. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. This is the key to fullness of joy. Did you know this? It is the law of the Christ, the Anointed One. It is keeping the commandment, loving one another as I have loved you. Thinking about somebody else's stuff and what they need, what's going on with them. It is the key to joy. Thinking about yourself. Remember we talked about that earlier. What you need, what you want. That's the key to misery. Not on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Verse 6. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Verse 7. But made himself of no reputation. And took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. He didn't think it was too much, him being who he was, to give himself up in place of us.
Amen.
As great as he is, equal with and God. And yet, he saw us and he had to esteem us better than himself, or how could he have given himself to get us? Come on, can you see this?
Yes.
And in that act, did he shout throughout the universe and ages, I love you. I value you. You are very, very precious. And you are so important to me. You are so valuable to me that I will give my spirit, my soul, my body for you, to get you, to redeem you. Hallelujah. God so loved the world that He gave. We are the apple of His eye. We are. You know, there's a huge thing going on with the green movement. And a lot of it is not new. It's ancient. It's creation worship. And I'm all for, you know, not damaging and destroying stuff that you don't have to. But the truth is, the planet can't be saved. It will be consumed and destroyed with fervent heat. And the most important thing down here is not the animal life. It's not the planet. It's not the plant life. It's you. I said it's you. And me. It's us. Jesus didn't go to the cross for animals, including endangered species. He didn't go to the cross for plants. Didn't go to the cross for the planet. This planet ain't going to make it. It's not going to make it. He's going to have to create new heavens and new earth. The whole surface is going to absolutely melt. There ain't going to be anything left. And then He's going to redo it. And there's going to be no more curse. Never be too hot, never be too cold. It'll always be just right. Never too humid, never too dry. No thorns to step on. Animals won't eat each other anymore. But He didn't die for the planet. He died for you. And for me, it wasn't the planet that was precious to Him. It was the people. Can you say amen? Amen? And if you honor Him, then you honor what's important to Him. And what's important to Him is the people. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Jesus took on the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men, laid aside His mighty weight and power and glory, became like other men, came down here and treated us like we were better than Him in giving Himself for us. And the Bible said because of that, God has highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name, that at that name every knee will bow and every tongue can... Can you see? He honored Him. And what happened? God has honored the Master. Can you see that? He honors those that honor Him. And Jesus is the ultimate example of this. Can you say glory to God? Psalm 91 in closing, I think. Would you turn Psalm 91? Praise the Lord. Praise the Master. You know, the Bible tells husbands to honor their wives. The Bible tells wives to reverence their husbands. What does that mean? We're treating each other as important. Treating each other as valuable. And what if every little child had the privilege of growing up in a home where daddy treated mama like gold and mama treated daddy like gold and kings and queens and they always treated each other with such respect and such value and such honor. What would they be doing? They'd be learning about God, wouldn't they? And then they'd grow up and treat each other that way, and they'd treat their spouse that way, and they'd train their kids that way. We live in a world where the devil has cheapened everything and despised everything, and nothing is holy and sacred to many. But we're in the world, but we're not of the world. I said, we're not of the world. We don't have to live like that. We don't have to think like that. We are lights, shining lights in a dark world. We're salt in this decaying, putrefying earth. We are. We are. Somebody say, let your light shine through me. You know what I mean by that? Lord, let your light shine through me. Let other people see your glory and your honor and your values. Let your light shine through me. In Psalm 91, many familiar with this psalm? Such a great, great psalm and word. But in verse 14, after the things we've covered this morning, I think you'll get something else out of it. Verse 14 says what? Because He has set His love upon me. Now, is love and honor connected?
Yes.
Therefore will I deliver Him. I will set Him on high. Does that sound like God honoring you?
Yes.
Because He has known my name.
Yes.
Verse 15. He shall call upon me and I will answer Him. Answer who? Got to back up to the previous verse. The one who set His love on Him. I'll answer Him. I will be with Him in trouble. As He spirals down the drain. And I'll say, I'm here. I'm here. No. He won't just be with you in trouble. He will be with you, and I will deliver Him and honor Him. Why? Because they honored the Lord.
Amen.
They set their love where your treasure is. That's where your heart is. And He is their treasure. And He is where their heart and their love goes and where their mind goes. And they have honored Him. And now, in their time of need and trial, they cry out, He's there. He answers. They're in trouble. They need Him. He's not just with them. He delivers them. And He didn't just deliver them and get them through it. He lifts them up to a higher place and He honors them. And that's not the end. The next verse says, and with long life after that. I brought them through that, and I brought them through this, and I brought them through that, and I brought them all the way. And they ran their race, and they finished their course with joy, and I satisfied Him. And show Him my salvation. One translation said, to show Him how I can save. Who is it? This is the man, this is the woman that honored the Lord, that loved Him and valued Him above everything, and now the Lord has honored them. Can you say glory to God?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 7th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me